It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Wow.
Written in stone.
I have learned something new today. You can't walk straight, but you can sing. You can sing, though.
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my
you can
God.
Sing, though. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the Sports Shop, people. Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. That's D.O. Reese. This is
what
the
it do?
Only firm, Pam Thompson Smith. So let's start off the show correctly this morning.
Yes, please. I'm waiting for
it. It's not often that I do this, and today won't be any different. I'm not doing it today. But
oh wow!
I will say this. I apologize, Pam.
Well, thank you.
What?
It really was not your fault.
This is recorded, right?
All right.
Okay.
It really
right.
was not your
Keep
fault.
Keep going.
Reese put me up to it.
Reese did
it's
it.
It's all Reese's fault.
Oh,
Reese
my
put
God.
Me up to it. Reese, I mean, he was the one started. I was trying to be sympathetic, somewhat sympathetic, and understanding.
Uh-huh. Well, you need to understand a couple of things. When I met Pam in the parking lot yesterday morning, she told me what was going on. And, you know, Pam kind of exaggerates a lot, so I didn't
what?
Think it was really true.
That's wrong.
But Pam, like K Mac, I totally apologize. I'm so sorry.
She is a drama queen, though.
Let me give you a hard time, but I didn't realize how severe the injury was, so I apologize.
That's
Pam.
Right. I have broken bones in my foot.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I thought you meant something different when you said I finally got me some red bottoms.
Yeah, my boot. The bottom of my boot is red bottoms. You know, you got to be specific in what you asked for. I wanted new right. red bottoms, but I meant like the shoe in the store. You
That's
know,
right. like. You ask for it gets delivered, but yeah, you got to be so more specific about what you want. Though,
it's seriously. A different lifestyle for a minute. Just trying to drive is probably the biggest adjustment.
Yeah, I can imagine because it's your right going. Foot.
It's so, my right yeah. foot, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not going too well for you?
No, it's not.
Not going too well for you? All right, great. I'm glad you told me, so now I know.
Stay away from
that's right.
the white car.
I stay behind because you already can't drive.
Exactly.
That's right.
Man, now I can't figure out how to brake and how to push forward.
That's funny. But, yeah, hopefully you're doing well. So you're gonna be limping around for – about
yeah,
four weeks.
A few weeks, yeah. The okay. cute stuff is gone.
All right. Well, I mean, that's relative. That's relative. So, no heels for you. Oh, this is interesting.
No heels for me.
Oh, this is going to be interesting for real. You can't reach a whole lot of stuff now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Shady Wednesday.
I know. It's real shady in here already.
I mean, I didn't say I was still going to throw shade.
You're just being sympathetic for a few minutes.
Sympathetic. But we're rocking out this morning, man. We're going to get this thing started. It is hump day, people.
It is.
Yes. And you know what we do on hump day, right? You ain't humping,
you ain't trying.
You ain't trying.
You ain't trying.
I mean?
So, I got to teach Graham the ways.
That's
please
right.
do. Please do.
If he ain't humping, he ain't trying.
I know.
He said, oh, I have to get up speed on go-go. I'm thinking to myself, it's right in front of you. It's right next to you.
You got the tools.
Yeah. Exactly. Resource. It's right next to you.
Yes.
That lovely voice you hear is the one and only Victoria's Vicky back there.
Good
How you
morning.
Doing this morning?
Good
doing
morning.
Right?
I'm a little sleepy, but it's okay.
Yeah?
It's okay. I went to a concert yesterday.
Oh, so. What was the concert?
How was it?
Oh, it was fun. It was hot. It was hot. It's this band called Flogging Molly. They play fun music, but yeah.
Fun music.
Yeah. You can't be mad when you listen to that kind of music. It's super upbeat. So.
Fun.
It's like go-go
like
music.
I've never heard of fun music.
Yeah. Well, we listen to it every Wednesday.
Okay.
So
okay. I get it. But
she's like, hold
that's
up.
Interesting. You may have to give me a sample of how'd you classify it? Fun music.
Fun music.
Yeah. It's happy, peppy music.
Peppy. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Are we going to start out with a poll question today?
We can start out with one. Yeah. We don't have one yet, but we will.
All right. We will. So many things have happened. Oh, and we got DR Reese's remote today, as you guys can see if you're watching.
Yeah, how's everybody? Hope everybody's doing fine. Yeah.
Doing good. I see you. Know.
Doing good. Looking good up there.
Hey, look, I see he's back at the resort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Between him and game day, I'm trying to tell you, well, I don't know what color. Man, I ain't got a different lifestyle.
I know.
Here we go. Game day, you know, Sea Island Resort.
Yeah, I wish I was in Seattle. Reese plenty.
Just remember one thing, Reese.
What's that?
They'll let you leave without your passport. they won't let you back.
Yes, that part.
You can get out of here, but hopefully you can get back here.
I know that's right.
Just keep that in mind, though. So don't lose it. So it is what it is.
I got you.
So many things have happened. So many things. A couple of shoes dropped yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start out with this one, though. You guys been keeping up the Deshaun Watson settlement?
Yes.
Yeah? All right.
Now, that's really interesting there, isn't it?
Man? Yeah. So, as of recent, Deshaun Watson has settled 20 of the 24 civil suits that were filed against him. And I got to be honest, we know nothing else than that.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
He has settled 20 of the 24, which means this has probably been in the works for quite some time.
Now, one interesting fact is that of the four that remain, one of them is the very first accuser. She ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
She ain't settling, and she's going to court.
Okay, so that's probably
court.
What I said. It's probably one or two that's, you know.
Legit. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not, you know, but yeah. Okay, so. So one of the two that still remains are probably the original.
Yeah.
That file.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I don't know.
But what does it mean, though? I mean, the money grab situation. So 20 people, I guess they're happy to settle that they got paid money for this. But it still doesn't take away the fact that, you know, they're accused of doing something that was wrong. And
that's right.
You know, it doesn't go away. But, you know, we talked yesterday about those owners. Somebody's giving him $260 million. They had to have a good indication that he's not going to be punished severely, because why would you invest all that money in somebody that's not going to be around for a while? So
right.
Good point.
Maybe they knew about this 20 out of 24 had settled, and now four more to go. So I don't know. This is a lot of unanswered questions for me, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Well, I think they're all are they all still represented by the same attorney?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like,
yeah.
Same attorney, but he's some of his he's settling, some of his but he has access to all of the evidence for all of them.
Right. But there's some women like this accuser. I think her name is, the first one, her name is Ashley Solis, if I'm pronouncing that right. I mean, she's just not going away. I'm assuming she's saying he did whatever it is she's accusing him of doing. But she's not backing down because of the money.
Well, no, we say everybody got a price. Maybe the money hadn't hit the level that she thinks is relatively acceptable to her.
And she thinks she's entitled to.
That's another possibility, too.
Yeah. Because, there's no criminal case according to the grand jury, I guess?
Right, yeah.
And at the time, there was no criminal case. I don't mean, you know.
That's true.
You know, out of all of this, we may find some information that goes that make the grand jury say, well, you know, we didn't know about this part now.
Right, because the prosecutor's office the other day said that doesn't mean it was complete exoneration.
Right. You're like, well, we don't know about this part.
It's an evidence issue.
But what that does say is Deshaun Watson is, I don't know, two steps closer to playing football this season. And I think we talked about it yesterday. Reese, you said 1 year. I said 6 months plus, I believe. I forgot.
No,
what you
I
said.
Think you said 7 months.
Seven months.
You always.
Well, that's 6 plus. Well, that's 6 plus, right?
Well, that's true.
That's always his top seven. Well, I think I said six.
Well, I tell you, well, Professor Reese, boy, he's something else. Boy, he's something else. Boy, you hard on you. I'm trying to tell you.
He
hard on you. I'm trying to tell you.
He got that list. I said
6 plus. He said, no, you said
it's
7.
It's supposed to be a comma right there.
Right?
That's a comma.
He said, no, you said 7. I said, okay.
Well, technically 6 months, or 6 plus could be 185. I mean, you said 6 plus. I want to make sure we knew that you said 7. And that's why I said that.
I will get the whole thing. I will get the other 30 days on there. I got you. What did you say, Pam?
Six.
You said 6 months? You guys changing your stories right now? You good? Wait, you still think that?
Oh, you know what? You know what? I may back down off of that 1 year. We play 17 games now, 18. Hell, I don't know how many games did they play now in the NFL? I can't remember, but maybe 9 games now.
I think it's 18.
Okay, so maybe 9 games.
I'm still I think I'm still at 6.
Still at 6? Still thinking 6 months suspension?
Yeah, because I don't think they're. I mean, as a woman, I don't feel they're taking it that serious. Of course.
Yeah, Claire, I was gonna ask you about that. You know, as a female in this crew, you know, how does that make you feel? I mean, again, we all don't know what really happened, but we assume something went down. From a female perspective, how does that, you know, the settlement land on you in terms of women selling for the money and that kind of thing? I'm curious.
I think it even started with him still being, still being able to participate, still, you know, from what we see right now, them even giving him this bag. So that dismisses something. Unless they, again, you said it best yesterday, they may know more than what we know. But 24 women, that's a lot. But I was, you know, with them settling, you know, it is a civil case, and that's what civil cases are about. So that's not surprising. It's not criminal anymore. So it is about, you know, we come in agreement on the money. So them settling like that to me doesn't make me feel like he didn't do anything. I mean, I still think we have to learn more about that. But it's just kind of disappointing. It's like getting dismissed. I mean, you know, you're having not just NFL, not just this. You have people talking about even when we go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could bring it back as early as yesterday when we come in and say our foot is hurt. I mean, you know, it just people don't take us serious.
Right.
It's like we're extra exaggerating.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
guys.
It's nothing new. So we kind of can
today.
Shake our head about that's called pain pills. We shake our head because, and
no
looking at Vicky, because we don't expect any different.
Nope.
Man.
No,
and that's
just,
that part is
she's
sad.
In a mood. Like it, oh, it must be, you know, like if something happens, a lot of times it's like,
you know,
oh,
what
she's
did she do?
Yeah,
to, you know, so it's sad. It's concerning, but it is reality. Hmm. Especially whether it's a celebrity or sports figure, you know, what did we do to put ourselves in that position? Did he really do that? But 24 people, and then it is automatically assumed it's just about the money. So that's why when it goes to civil and they settle. It's like, oh, yeah, see, I knew.
Yeah.
It's just about the money. You know, one person, the accuser, that's Ms. Sullis, and then everybody jumps on the back. That's what's assumed.
Yeah.
So it's still very disturbing, Reese.
I was, you know, the ones that came in and signed NDAs and all, you know, all of that went back and forth with that, you know, I'm not sure all of that was on that. When he started the whole Instagram and you're finding your own, and that got a little odd to me. That all of that was just like, that smelled like guilt to me. You know what I mean? It's just like,
It did.
But
I
he
agree.
Also was so confident. Like, you knew he knew something was on the table. Like, he was confident that everything's going to be all right.
Well, yeah. I
can't remember
what he said
in his Instagram post, but
he did everything. He did everything with the exception of saying, "I'm still gonna play football."
Right.
He did everything but say that. But say it.
I mean, he went on vacation and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't worried.
I mean, well, actually, everyone said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Browns said it.
True.
The Premier said it. No, I mean, with the exception of coming out saying it, they all basically told us all. Listen, he's going to play football, people, all right? Because we're gonna structure this deal. We're going to make it a 1 year. The first year is going to be $1 million. And when you started that, you structured the deal and made it $1 million the first year and backloaded the rest of the deal. You knew at that point they had already worked out what the strategy was going to be collectively. And it looks like everybody was in on itself for four people. And those four said,
four people right now.
Right, four people right now. Because those four was like, I ain't signing up for that.
Nope, about that.
My biggest concern is what message are we sending?
to about?
Other athletes, other people, general, you know, that of
money
what
talks.
You can get, yeah, and what you can get away with.
Yeah, I mean, money talks. Hey, this place ain't changed.
Right. Well, you're right. Nothing new.
Money talks. Till you demand better, than, you know, stop accepting less.
Well, that's it right there. When is that gonna happen? And how does that happen?
I mean,
it's a good question.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is a good question.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And with the Sports Shop one, because never number two, we can rock it out. We got the Reese.
What it do?
Coming to you from Sea Island Palms Resort. Dear Reese.
He gets to go to such nice places.
Oh, man. Boy. Yeah.
He gets to lose many golf balls today, I guess.
That's exactly right.
No. I'm just messing with you. And we got the one and only, the firm, Limp Along, Pam Thompson Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You doing all right? You feel all right?
Yeah.
Man's got you right?
Yeah.
Can you see straight?
Yeah. Of course I'm going to say, yeah, we're on
the
air.
How many people over here?
Two. Oh, no, Reese ain't here.
Clearly the man's got her in trouble.
I see him on the screen.
she said two. And as always, ours is better than yours.
Yes.
The one and only Miss Victorious Vicky. Back
good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah. We're gonna get you right now.
Yeah.
We're gonna get you right. We good?
I know. Oh yeah. Always. Okay.
All right.
We're fine.
We still working on the poll. We good?
So, if you want it to be about hockey today, because today's a big game.
Yeah. They are find playing out if Reese again. Is right.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. I am very
we
curious to see how
we
this game
know.
Goes. Yeah. Right? So, yeah, it's game two in Tampa Bay. So, it's their fourth game, but it's the second one in Tampa. So, I'm curious if they'll actually get another win or if the Avs are going to come back. So, we'll see how that goes.
It's going to be tight.
Avs are tough.
Oh, boy. All right. Real quick, we got Shaquille on the line before we talk about Montrezl Harrell. Reese, I'm going to ask you about this Montrezl Harrell case. And we'll see if you're going to cut up some slack. But we got Shaquille on the line. How you doing, Shaquille? What's going
good
on, my
morning,
friend?
Welcome friend. To the show.
Good morning to my friends. Listen, I'm getting my ear candy talking to Victoria. I'm getting my eye and my ear candy looking at the firm. Hopefully you're doing well.
Doing
so
good.
Sorry.
Oh,
that,
my goodness.
And Petra Smith, listen, when I said, can I kick it? I wasn't speaking literally.
I know, right? You kicked me. I just decided to go kick it, right?
Don't go chasing waterfalls, Pam. I hope you get well. Listen.
Thank you.
I just wanted to check in with my crew. Looking good out there at the DRE's. K-Mac loved this shirt, HBCU legend. I need about three of those.
Uh-huh.
I'm back at you, boy.
I got you.
But listen, I don't want to jump the gun too much. I want to talk about happy things, and I don't know if you guys have checked this out yet, but if you haven't, shameless plug, watch. Of course, last night, Bobby Brown was fantastic. Every little step on A&E. That was fantastic, Bobby Bashford Brown. But watch the movie Hustle with Adam Sandler.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I
Cooler
watched
Keeper.
That. It's great. It's great, good movie. Man. It's great. Yeah.
Kennedy Jet Smith was up in there. Speaking of Kennedy Jet Smith, Reese came back and Pam Thompson Smith, you get the chance, watch that Kennedy Smith interview Up in Smoke. I'm telling you what. He gave a shout out to our boy, your friend and mine, all of your friends, D. Phil Ford. Awesome. That was a nice little piece. An hour and a half will run you about at least from a movie, but it's pretty good. I love you guys. You're looking good, Reese. Looking good. Came back, Pam Thompson Smith. You know you always make it do what it do. Happy hump day. God bless
you
all. Heal well, Pam Thompson Smith.
Thank you, I will.
God bless you. How shame are you, the Reese came
back. I know, right?
Keys are her. You know, she still got a left foot. You don't want to take that left foot and turn it side. It's a happy show. I love you guys. Peace and love. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, Chica. Goodbye.
I can't get it up that high.
Oh, my God. That's why it's broke now. Try things you should. So, all right. So, real quickly, Montrezl Harrell, his lawyer or his attorney, responds to drug trafficking allegation from his traffic stop last month or a couple of weeks ago. And essentially, he wasn't driving the vehicle.
Right.
And he, along with all the other occupants of the vehicle, were cited for this marijuana charge. This seems like somebody's getting out of this one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this one seems like.
I agree.
See, the attorney says Harrell has never been a part of any form of marijuana trafficking or any other illegal activity, as the rental car that was being driven, that he was riding in, was pulled over, and they were all cited for marijuana trafficking. Seems a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
So, not sure what where his charges are going to land.
I guess I'm a little confused. So, he was not driving the vehicle?
Right.
He was not.
So why is he the one that was cited that was,
They were all cited. All occupants of the vehicle were given the same ticket.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, so he was one with the biggest name, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, so.
I mean, the statement, the headline was true. The headline just didn't say, Montrezl Harrell, along with five others, cited for marijuana trafficking as he was riding in the vehicle with five others. That's a different statement than Montrezl Harrell cited for trafficking.
Right.
Right.
So, and they say he was never placed under arrest.
Yeah, they just gave him all the ticket.
So what's,
I'm assuming that's what cited means.
The article that
I'm assuming that's what cited means.
None of that was in that first.
I always say on this show, you gotta wait a couple of days to really get the story.
As they say, but wait for it.
I mean, it was breaking news because I was like, man, what are you doing with 9 pounds of marijuana in this car that he was driving, a van? He wasn't even driving.
Yeah, the van part is what threw me off. I said, why was he in a van?
Right.
I mean, no disrespect to vans, but, if I make about 25 mil, I just don't think that'd be my vehicle.
I'm not driving a van, yeah. I'm not driving a van, yeah.
You know what? Right about now, van owners are looking at me sideways.
Oh, you know it.
You know what I mean? Now, if they said he was in a Honda Odyssey, because that's not a van.
Right. That's not different.
That's not a van. Honda Odysseys are some strange vehicles, some hybrid vehicles. I don't know what they are. But those are not vans.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I knew right then when they said van, I said, wait a minute, what? He really is smuggling people?
Oh my goodness.
Is he really smuggling people?
Oh my God.
Because I'm like, why would he be driving a van? What's going on?
But there are different types of vans.
Again.
A van is a van is a van, Pam. Come on now.
But if you say along with five or six others, then it starts to like, oh, okay, wait a minute. I don't think he was even driving.
Right.
I mean, again, I'm confused. He wasn't driving.
Nope.
He wasn't placed under any type of arrest.
Nope.
So how did the story even get out?
That's
my point.
Yeah, that's true. So Montrezl Harrell, along with five guys, get a ticket somewhere in Kentucky by a state trooper. Who reports that?
Right, and all of a sudden,
other than the state trooper,
all of a sudden they're drug trafficking now. This is amazing, man.
But I was thinking, it could have been recent. Could have been like the Mercedes Sprinter van, different things like that. So just the word van, it could have been.
There are
elite vans.
See, look at you taking up for your van community. Stand up for your van community, Pam. Good job, Pam.
Sporty vans.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Good job, Pam. Good job.
I was trying to help you out because I don't want you to get messed up on your way out of here.
Oh, I'm sure they waiting. They put a little caravan outside right now. About to show. They was
caravan of vans.
Oh, wow.
Look at Reese. Well, Reese quick today.
He on it. He's all relaxed in the resort,
He must have had his black silk coffin this morning.
I did.
He's been up since 5.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
What's up, Hibbity Hop?
Hibbity Hop Pop.
Hibbity Hop.
Hip Hop.
Yeah, I see you, Hibbity. We got the
rap day. It's go.
What's going on? What's up, Hopalong Cashley? What's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Reese, you ought to see it. That joke is about little. This big. That's the smallest boot on the planet. I ain't never seen. I didn't know they came in.
I wear a size 6.
They came in toddler. They gave up toddler
shoes.
Hey, look, it's middle school with bigger boots on than that right there.
Baby boots.
I believe that too.
It's more to
really
that story.
It's more to the story. They gave you to the baby boot. I ain't mad at you. Pam said, I got to have a little one. They like, you sure? Because your foot is big. No, you got to have a little one.
Yeah.
But it's all good though, Pam. I'm sorry. I'm being mean.
I love hearing you say I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop saying that. We got one of the old Victoria's Vicky back there behind the
good
glass.
Good morning,
Vicky. How we doing?
Good, good. Not bad at all.
All right. So we're ready to find out, get a little bit more to the story. My main man, Brother White. How you doing? How you doing, sir?
Good
doing
morning.
I am doing good. I'm doing really good. But I tell you what, I know where all the party people are.
Oh.
The party people are getting ready for tomorrow night. Because tomorrow night is one of the most mysterious nights in sports. It's the NBA draft.
Yes, it is.
Last year, 2.26 million people tuned into a night of first-time tailor-made suit, a night where you had more family members sitting together than at a family reunion. A night that some have suggested there's a power dynamic at work, and it feels like, and at times it can even sound like, a modern-day auction block.
Yes, sir.
Economic value for a human to produce a performance that will provide entertainment for an industry that can be brutal to the human body and soul, where the chains of the mind can be just as devastating as the chains that are on the body. And so we're going to be watching to see who will be the game changers that will change the destiny of a team. Will it be Jabari Smith? Will it be Chet Holmgren? Will it be Paolo Banchero, Reese's boy? Will it be Jaden Ivory? Will it be A.J. Griffin? Will it be Mark Williams? Do we watch the draft because we're watching, as one writer said, that we're watching like the Avengers, waiting to see who's going to be added to the team of superheroes and how they'll play together? Is this the missing superstar that can single-handedly change the future of a team and win the battle? Well, the Lakers are a reminder that you can put superstars together with superpowers, and it will not guarantee a championship. And Deshaun Watson, after 24 sexual misconduct lawsuits, Cleveland will still pay millions of dollars because of this one addicted reality. Everybody, I think, is watching and counting on potential. We're addicted to potential. It's powerful. Potential will have you in love with a woman even before you know her name.
Come on.
Potential will have you running into the ocean trying to catch a wave, only to realize you should have stayed on the shore.
Uh-oh.
That's potential. Right. It's what Lori B. Harvey had with Michael B. Jordan. Potential. Potential is what you have when you see images from the British Vogue magazine of Beyonce, and the Beehive goes crazy when she releases one cut from her album, when she just releases Break My Soul with her new album, Renaissance, one song, and that the whole album is going to be incredible. Potential.
Mm.
You can be addicted to potential, but at some point, the possibility for power has to turn into producing results. Potential has to move into perseverance and pain that'll produce victory. Because we all know it can change in a moment. Sometimes the moment doesn't even last beyond the draft night.
Right.
You all remember when the Charlotte Hornets had potential? When Kobe Bryant put on the Hornets cap, but he never played for the team?
Ever.
Remember, Kawhi Leonard was drafted by the Indiana Pacers. Remember, Scottie Pippen was drafted by the Seattle Supersonics. And remember, Vince Carter was drafted by the Golden State Warriors. Well, tomorrow night, we're going to need to move beyond our bias and make a decision and remember that potential is not enough. The word potential can mean chance or possibility that something will become real. But at the end of the day, you have to have more than just potential. Because you know what? If all you got is potential, that's all you have, potential. And on this day, don't marry based on potential. Don't hire based on potential. Don't even live based on potential. Because anyone who says potential has to move to this reality. I could has to turn into I can, I should has to turn into I shall, and I would has to turn into I will. And so on this hump day, it has to be more than potential, because there's always more to the story.
Oh, my God. Powerful.
You come back anytime you want. You come
next
back anytime.
Next hour
you come
will
back
be
anytime, man. You stick around, man. Come on through, man. I got a chair for you right here. Come on through. Man.
You know, I have much love for you all because it's 6:30 in the morning because I'm not like Reese. I'm on location working here in Minneapolis right now.
Oh, wow.
I cannot miss. I don't have the luxury that Reese has to be in resorts and every place else, resorts and everywhere else you can imagine. I'm here at work, but couldn't miss this moment because, that's right, yeah, there's a lot of potential, but I'm so glad the Sports Shop has more than potential. You all bring a real reality.
Awesome. I was gonna need you to start giving me a word every week, but I think he just gave me one.
That's
he
it.
Was giving one right there. Right? Exactly.
And let me give y'all another word. Pam, don't yes, ever sir. You ought to learn you don't tell the Sports Shop where your weaknesses are. You ought to know better.
I know, right? I'm still learning.
You should have just slipped on in and let it go because I now know Reese and K-Mac are not the most empathetic leaders that you can meet, man, because good. Well,
they are not.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It's a lot more to that story, too.
so sad swag. You told me that yesterday. they said, boy, you tough, boy.
Yeah.
Unless you just completely unconscious, he ain't gonna do too much for you.
All right, you all take care.
Be good. Dude.
Take care, man. Thanks so much, Jay.
It's all about potential, people.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. That kind was of, good. Potential is not enough.
It's not enough. You got to go past that pole and get to the potential.
Can't be pole all your life.
Nope.
You got to walk into your potential.
Merchant Cigars of Raleigh has the top cigars from around the world for you to smell, hold, and taste before taking them home. Receive a free gift with your first purchase. Stop in across from CarMax on Glenwood Avenue and online at virgincigarsnc.com and be sure to ask about their private lounge. When you smoke, smoke the best with cigars from Virgin Cigars.
Man, I tell you what. All right, so speaking of potential. This young man is not Poe at all, but he's very intentional. Gronkowski, once again, has decided he's not going to play. He's going to retire from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, shame on me, Reese. I thought he was retired.
same here. I think they made two of us came back.
So, I didn't know.
So, I don't understand. I mean, is this some kind of marketing strategy? Is this some kind of, like, is this why the coach quit?
Everything has some kind of marketing.
What is
he's
going
over
on?
It.
The coach quit. One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time in the last few decades, Robert Griffin III, talked about Gronk's retirement, what it means for the Bucs. Let's hear from Robert Griffin.
With Gronk, the Bucs were the favorite. Without him, they're just another contender. And I think it'll really show up as you get later and later in the season when Brady doesn't have his security blanket anymore.
Now, that part is absolutely true. He don't have his security blanket.
You agree.
So, I don't know. But Greg Allman of The Athletic, he talks about did Gronkowski blindside the Bucs? I mean, who knew and who didn't know?
Right, good question.
I don't know. Let's see what Greg says.
A lot of people thought they might be the first team to draft a tight end in the draft. And the second round kind of came and went. Third round came and went. And Kate Otten's still one of the best tight ends in the draft. But it didn't seem like that immediate urgency. We're going to make this plan B and get a tight end that will help us whether or not Gronk is there. So I thought at that point it felt like maybe they were at least hopeful that he'd be back and playing for him. So to that extent, I don't think you're getting blindsided at all. I mean, this is almost July and the guy hadn't re-signed. So you had to be at least allowing for the strong possibility that he might decide that enough is enough and actually retire this time.
Do people
realize that people can't play forever? I mean, at some point you got to retire. At some point you got to stop playing. So I'm not sure why. I don't know. This happens every year with Gronk and Tom. You remember Tom retired too, came back 21 days later. You remember this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So is it one of those, I have to say I retired so we can reset and come back and then get a new contract, you know, with new incentives about, you know, is it one of these? Or is it one of these, man, I'm just not feeling it right now, so I'll call you when I'm ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or is he just saying that because he don't want to go through the camps and that
could be true, you know, too.
Preseason. No, he don't want to go through any of that. He said, look, man, when you get to a certain age, we all know this. Well, at least I know this. I can give you three. I can't give you four no more.
Right, right. That's right.
And at some point, I can give you two. I can't give you three.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of things that adversely affected as you get older. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. But, you know, it's undefeated. So, yeah. And do you need me for the first nine games? Do you? I don't think you need me for the first nine games.
You think that's what he's saying?
I think you'd be okay. Because here's what I think. If you can't win and have a winning record in the first nine to ten games, what the hell am I joining you for anyway?
Right.
I'm only coming out of retirement if we're going to win a championship. If you can't win the first nine to ten without me, and I'm damn near 40, no, you don't need me. That means I should retire and should stay retired.
So he's going to wait it out.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay there. I think, you know, it is what it is, and we'll see. But Freddie Coleman of Freddie and Fitzsimmons, he talked about his grunk satisfied with life after football. Let's hear from Freddie.
When you've been synonymous with your sport, it can be a very scary proposition when a September's going to roll around and you're not a part of that. You're not a part of that game. You're not getting your scratch in when it comes to the NFL. I said that about Brett Favre because for somebody that played football since he was 8 years of age, it can't be easy to say, what am I going to do now to replicate something like that? Rob Gronkowski has been replicating that throughout his NFL career. It's not going to bother a guy as much as, for example, Tom Brady. Rob Gronkowski is always, when he got up in the morning, I guarantee Rob Gronkowski, it's good to be me. This is fantastic, whatever that's going to be. Certain guys can live without football, and certain guys can't. I never got the instance that Rob Gronkowski needed football to live or to be satisfied.
I mean, that may be true. I mean, he's living the life, but he's maximizing, right? He's maximizing.
Absolutely.
I just don't understand why the Bucks continue to put up. And maybe this happens with other players and all, but we just don't notice it because it's not Gronkowski. It's not Tom Brady.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe players are doing this all the time, all over the league. Hey, I'm retired. Well, not really. I'll be back. You know, I think I'm going to retire. See what I'm saying? Maybe it happens all over the place. We just never notice. But at the end of the day, I will say, I hate to admit it, I think Tampa Bay is going to be a disaster this year.
That's okay. Don't hate it. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah,
you like
it? I want it to be a disaster.
I mean, with the Tom committed, not committed, Gronkowski committed, not committed, the coach, did Bruce go to the front office recently, or did he just leave all
the time? Yeah, he was in the front office. But I was just thinking, you know, they're going to 100% correct here, Matt. They're not going to have a good year.
Right.
And Vic is going to be happy. Then they're going to blame Todd Bowles why they lost.
Right.
Trust me.
It just feels bad.
That's what's going to happen.
This whole thing feels bad.
Yeah,
you know, it just feels like you got promoted. You said, "Damn, do I have to? Yeah. Do I have to take the job?" I don't know. It just feels bad. But anyway, man, we got so many things we're gonna talk about. It is Hump Day, and if you ain't humping, you ain't trying, people. But when we come back, we're gonna continue this conversation. And Reese says it all the time. There's more to the story. Dan Snyder, they ain't done with you yet, son. We're gonna talk about that next.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.